Good morning. The pesky low pressure center and its associated cool pool of air, both at the surface and aloft, finally moving out today. Still, we'll be under the influence of this low for the afternoon hours, which means a few more pop-up showers and a bit of a breeze adding to the chill today. Still, temperatures a notch or two higher than yesterday and generally in the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs. High pressure building in, replacing the storm over us for tonight, and leading into the upcoming weekend means clear skies overnight and temperatures back down to freezing, even in the 20s across the higher terrain. For tomorrow, beautiful sunshine and milder air, lower 60s, and high pressure will dominate through the day on Saturday, keeping it sunny through the first part of the day with some clouds rolling in late and highs into the middle and upper 60s. Late on Saturday, a cool front will approach from the north and west, and that will bring increasing chances for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm by Saturday evening and into the overnight hours. And with that front close by during the day on Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy, warm, with highs in the lower 70s, but increasing chances for scattered showers and perhaps even a couple of thunderstorms through the day. It looks like that front will linger close by into the early part of next week. We'll be on the milder side of the front with highs in the lower 70s Monday and Tuesday, but we will have a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the forecast for both days as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the central and southern high plains. A dry line will be the primary focus for severe storm development late this afternoon and evening. Clearing skies will allow considerable sunshine across parts of eastern Colorado and western Kansas, southward into west Texas. The destabilization will contribute to the initiation of storms across parts of eastern Colorado into southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas. This action should develop east-southeastward through the afternoon. Across western Kansas into eastern portions of the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma, where the mid-level jet core may focus the strongest storms, generally in the form of discrete supercells. Favorable wind shear, which is expected to strengthen by early evening, will contribute to the risk for a few tornadoes, in addition to the potential for very large hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pasco, Washington, at 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Fallon Naval Air Station in Nevada at 2:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 49 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Moose, Wyoming. The 71-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1996 by 9 degrees. There were two daily record lows at West Lafayette, Indiana. It was 23 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 1989. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light snow and fog, 19 degrees, with a north wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 32, 79% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Harlingen, Texas, to a low of 12 at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a scattered shower, lower 60s. Boston, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, near 50. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 42, that's 4 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, still just 13 hundredths for the month, which is 1.06 inches of precipitation below normal, and 4.93 inches for the year, which is 4.26 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 23 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 224, that's 8 below normal, and 4,888 for the season, which is 1,217 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 84, set in 1977, and the record low, 13, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a few scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clearing skies tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a few scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a few scattered showers and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, milder, lower 60s, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds, warm on Saturday, upper 60s, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible into Saturday night, more scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy but warm, lower 70s, lower 70s Monday and Tuesday with a few scattered showers and storms, otherwise partly sunny, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday with highs back into the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.